This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Burke Griffin, the sports director for WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay. Burke, how you doing?
Good, Bill. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. So we did the Lodge Kohler kickoff last night, and David Bakhtiari walks in the door, and you can hear a collective holding of the breath when the first question was, you know, so what do you know about Aaron? And he wasn't going to give it up even if he knew, but he just said, well, I really believe he didn't know everything. I think they're just waiting to find out. But right now, it kind of the sense that everybody's just holding their breath. Don't you get that?
Yeah, I think the phrase that we're going to hear quite a bit this week is he's day to day. And that will eventually turn into Aaron will be a game time decision. I think on your Twitter thing, it said you used the word coy. I think, you know, as much as they want to say, well, we got to wait for more information.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday night, high school football, the trainers know if you've got a stretch, a strain,
right,
a sprain, if it's broken. But they also don't want to show their cards to the Vikings. And they want to make them prepare for two different guys. Will his mobility be there even if he is ready to go? Probably not. I think we're seeing a repeat of when he had that whole calf thing. And it was, 2014 or 2013 at the end of the season where he had to play the last couple games just kind of hobbling around out there. And in some ways, it made him a better quarterback. It made him a better quarterback sitting back there deciding to go with the short throws.
Well, that was just what I was going to bring up, is the fact that he became almost, I don't want to say Peyton Manning-esque, but it was, you know, quick throws. It was go through your progressions, a couple of reads, you know, snap, get rid of the ball. It's not that it, you know, it just made him different. I mean, he wanted to, he's always wanted to be a guy that can get on the edge. He can extend plays, get the big play, get the matchup you want, because you know it eventually is going to come open. So sometimes he will wait a little extra time to allow the play to extend itself. This made him a quarterback in the sense of a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning, guys that don't have the ability to get out and run.
You know who I think of, and they were my two favorite quarterbacks growing up, Dan Fouts and Dickey.
Yeah.
The two guys that they had great arms, but they couldn't run at all. And they had to make those smart decisions back there and get the ball out quick or throw passes like we saw the one that Aaron made to Geronimo Allison down the sidelines, which was dropping it in a bucket. I mean, it looked like every one of those drills that we've seen during training camp the past 10 years where he just cocks one back and throws it as far as he can with a perfect arc, and then it lands in the bucket or the net down in the end zone. So, and Geronimo was right there, made a great catch before not only going out of bounds on the sideline, but at the back of the end zone. But you're right. I think that's what we're going to see. And clearly they had difficulty running it up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's 100% the byproduct of not having a fullback. The Bears having a very stout defense, which we knew they had going in, they couldn't run the football either. So Rodgers is going to have to get the football out early.
When you look at this defense, switching gears, give me your thoughts. What first comes to mind?
I thought Trubisky and Nagy, they were cute. They had all kinds of little unscouted looks, and we've seen that in the Badger games. We've seen that in college, high school, pro. That first game of the year is always a huge question mark, especially when you have an entirely new staff. I thought their defense that first drive where they just went up and down the field, 86 yards, gave up a couple field goals, got stops when they needed to. Two guys kind of stood out to me, and I didn't go through the tape like 15 times, but Kentrell Bryce and Antonio Morrison. Bryce is really taken another step, and not just because he led the team in tackles on Sunday night. His awareness of where to be to play on the ball, both in the run game and the pass game, has improved. Morrison, they brought in, and I don't know what his deal was in Indianapolis, but he should either he's going to be one of those guys who makes that huge play, or he's going to be wildly out of position, and it's going to it'll be exposed real early. But he seems to be just a ball player, always around the football,
mm-hmm,
wrapping up, making tackles, not allowing a guy to turn Jordan Howard to make from a 7-yard gain into a 15-yard gain. Had a couple of those kind of plays. So I think defensively they're okay. I think me, you, everyone else who built Mike Pettine up this whole time as the greatest offseason acquisition, even more so than Jimmy Graham, we were all surprised at first. I think he'll settle in now. We'll see a little bit more of his identity as we get ready for the Vikings and then obviously that first road trip of the season.
Okay, and now that we had a chance to see him and you know the numbers, did the Packers make a mistake in not signing Khalil Mack?
mistake? That is a tough thing to say. I wanted Mack. I think that would have been the thing that got them over the top. I think that's what it's like. Ultimately, that puts them in a position where they are better than the Eagles, they are better than the Vikings, and they are better than the Rams. And to me, those are the three teams in the NFC. And it's, I know it's week one, but based off what they did last year, the steps they took this season, those are the three teams that Green Bay will be competing with if they want to get to the Super Bowl. Khalil Mack would have put them over that hump.
Offensively, I want to go back.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I said, look, I understand the amount of money. I really do. I don't dispute that. But I also know the power that Khalil Mack would have brought to that defense and where they could have ended up ranking. Specifically now that we have a question mark about Aaron Rodgers, if you need a defense to be able to back that up.
And now specifically because we have a question mark about Clay Matthews.
Right.
What happened to him?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking just about the late hit that was completely stupid on 4th and 9 and could have cost them the game. I mean, how does a veteran like that make that mistake? 10 years. Come on.
I know.
And don't blame it on the late hit and the new rule, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about the first series when he completely whiffed on Mitch Trubisky on a quarterback keeper around the left side. I mean, I get it. His key was the running back, but the running back didn't have the football. And he could not change direction fast enough to tackle Mitch Trubisky. I think that ship has sailed there. So Mack would have been, I mean, Clay could have been a complimentary player this year if you had Mack.
Well, that's just it. We were talking about that earlier. The one area that I noticed the most in Clay is, I mean, he still has a tenacity. He still every now and then takes on two guys. But is the fact that he used to bring down ball carriers from behind. I go back to when Lance Briggs was at his height. Lance Briggs in one game had 16 tackles against the Packers at Lambeau Field. And he was bringing – everybody was coming down from behind. Didn't matter where you went, he was bringing you down. That was Clay Matthews. That's not Clay Matthews anymore.
No. I think that's an area of concern. And we might see a lot more Reggie Gilbert in situations instead of Clay. Now, does that mean you're saving him? I know he's, 10-year vet. He's getting a little bit older. Long in the tooth, as they say. But, Nick Perry came through with a big, big quarterback sack at the end of it to kind of really seal the deal. We saw him get off the edge. But you're right. I mean, has Clay lost a step? That's a fair question to ask.
Also wanted to ask you about the special teams because Trevor Davis, not active for this ball game. You saw Marquez Valdes-Scantling back there. You've seen different guys be able to do some things in the secondary, and you also seen some guys that have been able to do some things on special teams. Are they really hurting if Trevor Davis – because I'm wondering what's going to happen with Trevor Davis once Aaron Jones comes back.
Well, I think the roster in game this long, that reason to believe that they – and that's the number one season, and obviously
Let's do this. Burke is in a bad cell zone. All of a sudden we're losing him, so let's do this. We're at the end of the segment anyway, but Burke, I appreciate if you can hear me. I appreciate your phone call, appreciate you hanging out with us for a couple of minutes, but I don't know what happened there, but all of a sudden the cell signal became very, very sporadic, so apologize for that. But he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.